What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of BWT. Today, we will be recapping game three in the NLDS between the Phillies and the Braves and the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers, and also game four of the Astros and Twins series. And then I'll give you a little preview on game four that's going to happen today between the Braves and the Phillies. But before we get into that, make sure you guys are liking this video. Make sure you guys are sharing it, leaving down a comment down below. Also, make sure you guys are hitting that sub button, man. We're getting close to that goal. So if you can help us out, it's free. It's free. It takes nothing to hit that sub button. So we'd highly appreciate that. And also, make sure you guys are tuning in to the other shows on the network. We've got Refuse to Lose Show with Dave, Tomo, and Joe. And we've got Carl Talking College, CTC. We've got Fantasy Football with Coombs, FFC. We've got Baseball with Teddy here, BWT. And then we've got the Joe Jordan Show. And another show is in the works. So we're trying to be trying to give you guys content for days, so you guys don't really have to go far to get any news in the sporting world. Just come here to Refuse to Lose Network, and you got it all. So let's get into game three between the Phillies and the Braves. If you guys were here for the last episode, I said that Arcia is, he came out and said that he was talking trash about Harper. He was saying, oh, attaboy Harper, attaboy Harper, at the end of game two when he had that base running blunder. And man, I said Harper was going to hit a home run. He hit two, right? So let's get into the recap. In the top of the third inning, Ozzie Albies hit an RBI single to go up 1-0. And then in the bottom of the third, the Phillies come back and answer right away. If you're in the baseball chat, I said, in the bottom of the third, when the bottom of the third started, I felt a big answer inning for the Phillies. And then, like, literally two pitches later, Castellanos hits a solo home run to make the score tied. And then a couple batters later, Bryce Harper connects for his second home run of the postseason, with a 3-run home run to go up 4-1. And then JT Realmuto hits a 2-RBI double to go up 6-1. And then in the bottom of the fifth, Bryce Harper connects again for another home run. This one was a solo shot, his third of the postseason, to go up 7-1. And then in the top of the sixth, Orlando Arcia got a RBI single to make it 7-2. And then Trey Turner hits a solo home run to go up 8-2, his first one of the postseason. And then in the bottom of the eighth, the Phillies go back to back with Castellanos for his second home run of the game, solo shot, and Brandon Marsh also connects for a solo shot, his first of the postseason, scores 10-2, which was the final. Aaron Nola came out and was dealing. I said it yesterday that the Braves lineup had to come out early because he was extremely dominant in his first postseason appearance against the Marlins. They got to him a little early, but then he just settled in because he had a 6-run lead. He wasn't really pressing for outs or anything like that, so he went out there and just balled. Bryce Elder got the loss. He's 0-1 in the postseason with a 20.25 ERA. Aaron Nola's 2-0. He got the win with a 1.42 ERA. Before yesterday's game, Orlando Arcia was 1-for-7 in the series, batting 148. So I really don't understand why he was even talking, because he's just been that guy that gets an A in the group project, but just really just stands there and puts his name down. Like, yeah, I was here, but no contribution whatsoever. After the game, Bryce Harper was asked, "Hey, did you hear what he was saying?" And he heard it. He said that anytime anybody talks, use that as motivation, and it's what it's all about. And you saw that when he rounded second base. Go back to yesterday's episode. I said if Bryce Harper connects for a home run, you have to make sure you watch the interaction between him and Arcia. And Bryce Harper just stared him down, right? He touched second base and then literally stared him down for about 3-4 steps. And Arcia just with his head down, looking at his glove, like, damn. You can't talk. Bryce Harper is one of the greatest postseason players in the game today, right? And for all you guys that I've been having debates with for years, between Trout and Harper, I rest my case. I mean, I've been having debates, my guy Harper, for about since I was in high school, back in like 2010, you know. So I mean, I love seeing him go out there and perform. He's one of my favorite players in the game. It's him and Judge for 1 and 2 right now. I just love the way that he plays the game. So the Phillies lead 2-1 in the series with Game 4 happening tonight. We'll give you a little preview of that in a few. Let's get into this Dodgers D-backs game. In the bottom of the third, Geraldo Perdomo hits a solo home run to go up 1-0. And then Ketel Marte hits a home run to go up 2-0. And then Christian Walker hits a solo home run to go up 3-0. And Gabriel Moreno hits a solo home run to go up 4-0. The thing about Gabriel Moreno's home run, he hit one down the right field line. It was like barely foul. It was being challenged. And it came back foul home run, that it was a foul ball. And then the very next pitch, he turns on one to left center and the crowd goes absolutely insane. That was the most home runs in an inning by any team in MLB history. So kudos to the Diamondbacks. I said it yesterday, Lance Lynn led the league in home runs allowed this year in the regular season. And the type of swings that the D-backs were getting off on Kershaw and Bobby Miller and all the pitchers from the Dodgers this series, I did not like the matchup for Lance Lynn. I predicted him getting hit around the ballpark. The Diamondbacks go up 4-0 in that inning. And then in the top of the seventh, the Dodgers show some type of life. Chris Taylor hits an RBI single to make it 4-1. And then Kike Hernandez hits an RBI single to go up 4-2, which ended up being the final score. The winning pitcher for the Diamondbacks was Joe Mantiply. He's 2-0 in the season with a 0.0 ERA. Lance Lynn gets the loss. He's 0-1 with a 13.5 ERA. And Paul Sewald has been absolutely lights out this postseason. He comes out, gets his fourth save on the postseason. He has a 0 ERA. The Diamondbacks have not lost in the postseason. They swept the division winner in the Brewers. They swept the division winner in the Dodgers. Man, this team is fun to watch. This team is really fun to watch. Dodgers starters go 4.2 innings pitched, 25.08 ERA, allowing 16 hits, 5 home runs, 3 walks, and 2 Ks. That is not going to get it done. And then if you combine that with their MVP candidates, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, they went 1 for 21 in the entire series. And the only hit was an infield single by Freddie Freeman. And it was kind of a mistake because Zach Gallen in game two, going up against Freeman, he didn't get over to the bag in time for Christian Walker to flip it to him after he made a good play down the line. I mean, they could have easily went 0 for 21 this series. For guys that have been red hot all year, for them to just disappear like this, it's bad. It's bad. They have the sixth highest paying payroll in all of MLB. And for them to come out and get swept, not even win a game, that's embarrassing. And I saw before I started recording this in my baseball team's group chat that the Dodgers were complaining that it wasn't a 7-game series and that's the format that it should have been. Are you kidding me? Why don't you go out and win a game? Didn't you guys win like 100 games this season in the regular season? Like, come on, dude. Don't make excuses because you got swept by the Diamondbacks, right? You guys won the division. And then you come out and lose to the team that was in your division, right? I bet you were talking all that crazy and crazy stuff. And I bet Dodgers fans are probably going like insane. I remember a couple years ago, the Diamondbacks were playing the Dodgers, and the Diamondbacks have a pool out in right center field at their field. The Dodgers ended up clinching in the Diamondbacks stadium, and they went swimming. Right. And it was at, they were asked about that, and the owner was like, hey, if they want to celebrate, if they can do whatever they want if they win. But they didn't. And guess what the Diamondbacks did? They hopped the fence over in right center after all the celebration happened on the field, and they went swimming themselves. This Diamondbacks team is very exciting to watch. They're getting off their A swing every single time they swing the bat. Now they'll be awaiting the winner of the Braves and the Philly series. I mean, I'm shocked that the Dodgers got swept. I predicted the Dodgers to win this series in four. Didn't even get there. Pretty sad. But maybe next year, Dodgers. Let's get into game four of the ALDS. We've got Royce Lewis starting it off with a solo home run for his fourth home run in the postseason, to go up 1-0. Royce Lewis has been having, power-wise, a great postseason. For him to be a rookie and be able to perform in this big of a stage against the defending champions, it says a lot. In the wild card, He hit two home runs in one game, and then I believe he has two against the Astros. So for him to come out and do that, hats off to him, man. He's had a good year. Had some injuries, but he came back. He just started hitting home runs, left and right, later on in the season. So Royce Lewis did all that he could. In the top of the second, Michael Brantley hit a solo home run to tie the game at one. Michael Brantley isn't really a power hitter, but he's got that sweet lefty stroke, and if he connects with one, it can definitely go out of the yard. In the top of the fourth, Jose Abreu hits a 2-run home run to make it 3-1. And Edward Julian hits a solo home run in the bottom of the sixth to make it 3-2. And that was the final score. Jose Urquidy ends up getting the win for the Astros, 1-0 in the postseason with a 3.18 ERA. Caleb Thielbar, 0-1 in the postseason with a 9 ERA in the postseason. And Ryan Pressly comes in and gets a save. He has a 0 ERA. He has two saves in the postseason. The Astros go to their seventh straight championship series. That's ridiculous. I know I talk all this trash about them using the trash cans in the beginning, but this is really impressive. They're definitely forming one of the great teams of the last decade. Man, it's like I said before, man, it's not Astros. The Minute Maid Park is not a place that you want to go at this time of year. It's electric over there. They get crazy. They start waving that orange towel, and it's just a great environment to see. I've never been a part of it. It's one of the things that I want to do, just to go watch a game there. But yeah, the Astros advance to the championship series, and they will be playing the Rangers. AL West Championship Series. I'm gonna hold off on my prediction because that's gonna be a tough one. But you will definitely get a prediction from me later on when both sides are set. And now let's go into game four of the Braves and the Phillies. The Braves have Spencer Strider coming out onto the mound. He's 0-1 this postseason with a 1.29 ERA. He pitched game one of this series. And he's going up against the same guy that he went up against in game one, Ranger Suarez. He didn't get a decision in game one. He pitched, I believe, it was like three and two thirds of an inning. But he didn't let up any runs. Listen, I understand the Red October and the way that these fans get out in Philly. It's been one of the great environments to see. They love their team. Harper said it yesterday in the press conference after the game. Just a bunch of blue collar guys that just work hard, and he loves going out there and being a part of it. So with that being said, it's still Braves in five. It's still Braves in five, right? Spencer Strider pitched a great game in game one. He just didn't get any run support, right? I see the Braves coming out and doing something offensively early in this game. against Ranger Suarez. I don't think Ranger Suarez has what it takes to beat this the same team twice in a series. But Spencer Strider definitely has what it takes to beat the Phillies. And if you didn't hear last night, during the game, the Philly fans were chanting, "We want Strider, we want Strider." And man, you're gonna get him. You're gonna get him. Just keep that same energy. I'm sure that they will, but it's not gonna be easy, right? Spencer Strider is gonna come out and just dice. Yesterday I went 3-0 on my picks. I'm going Braves. I'm going Braves tonight. Yeah, man, there's nothing else that really can be said about that. Acuña is starting to get his hits. He went 2 for 3 last night, or 2 for 4. So the one thing that I didn't like is when the Braves went down. I know the score was 10-2 last night. But when the Braves went down, they stopped running stuff out, like infield hits and stuff like that. They started pulling off early on the first baseline. They need to give 1,000% effort every single time. Their back is against the wall tonight. Don't go out there and just roll over. Show the Phillies that you got what it takes, and show the Phillies why you are the number one offense in the regular season. You got Acuna, Albies, Olsen, Riley, Ozuna, Michael Harris, Eddie Rosario, what's his name? The pitcher, the catcher, Sean Murphy, Travis d'Arnaud. Go out there and perform, man. It's all or nothing tonight. And I got the Braves. Let me know what you guys think down below about that. Again, before we get out of here, make sure you guys are liking this video. Make sure you guys share it. Make sure you guys are commenting down below. Make sure that you guys are hitting that sub button. It's totally free. It'll help us out towards our goal to get to 1K. And click the link in the description to become a member. We have three tiers of memberships. We got Pro, All-Star, and Superstar. All different levels come with different perks. And if you want to join these chats, we have Instagram chats. We've got baseball. We've got NFL. We've got NBA mixing with WNBA. We've got college basketball, men's and women's. We've got a combat chat, which is a combination of basketball of best, sorry, is boxing, UFC, and WWE. And there's an episode that's going to be it's been getting there's been some tension in the boxing chat these past couple of days. A debate was just set up. It's going to be on the Refuse to Lose show. I will let them announce it. But you don't want to miss that one, because that one's going to be good. So please, guys, make sure you guys are tuning into the other shows on the network as well. We've got the Refuse to Lose show, which gives you all hot topics in sports today with Dave, Tomo, and Joe. We've got CTC, Carl Talking College. He just came out last night with an episode, previewing week, I think it's week 7, in college football. And with college basketball about to ramp up, he's just gonna be doing more, giving you more. And then we've got FFC, Fantasy Football with Coombs. He gives you who to start, who to cut, studs, duds on the week for fantasy. And he's also He's got this little segment called the Coach's Couch, man. You don't want to miss that. It's pretty funny. Always entertaining, entertaining dude, man. And I'm sure he will. He's got an episode that he's gonna come out with later on today. So make sure you guys are tuning in to all the shows on the network, showing us love, because we really appreciate the love that we've been getting so far, and we want to just keep dishing out this content for you guys, so you guys don't have to go far to get your sports information. With that being said, hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe. Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.